Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The center fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bannister. Scott reaches second base with a double. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Essien reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister strikes out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 2 in the game. Orta hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Zisk hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gamble for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-2 in the game. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burleson is hit by the pitch. Doyle moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lynn bunts towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Doyle moves to third. Burleson moves to second. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice is walked intentionally. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doyle scores. Burleson scores. Rice moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Laron Lagro now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-3 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Zisk is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.